We are in Chelak Yud Beis, Avokate Sichais, learning the second Sicha in Parshas Tazria. The Sicha starts off by quoting the statement of Chazal on a pasuk in this week's Parsha. The Parsha says, Isha ki Tazria v'yalda zachar, that when a woman gives seed and she gives birth to a male. And Chazal say that if Isha Mazras Chilaf, the woman is the first to give seed in this relationship between the man and the woman, then the resulting child is going to be a boy, a male. And if Ish Mazriya Tchila, if the man gives seed first, then the resulting child is going to be a female. So the Alter Rebbe quotes this statement of Chazal in Lakote Taira, and he brings there an explanation of the philosophers, that's how he refers to it, at explaining why is it like this, that if the woman gives seed first, then the child is a boy, and if the male gives seed first, then the child is a girl. Because, say the philosophers, when the zera, the seed of the woman comes first, then the zera of the man comes second, so it's on top. And because it's on top, it's like stronger, and therefore the child is going to be a boy. The Alter Rebbe says that this is kind of a far-fetched thing to say, because the statement of Chazal is that Isha Mizras Tchila, that if the woman gives seed first, then Yalada Zachar, she gives birth to a male, kind of implying that it's specifically something about the zera, the seed of the woman, that causes the child to be a male. Whereas what the philosophers are saying is it really has nothing to do with the woman. It just has to do with the fact that because the woman's seed is first, the man's is higher. And therefore, the child follows the seed of the man, and the child is a male child. And that doesn't really seem to jive, says the Alter Rebbe, with the way Chazal teach this. However, because the Alter Rebbe brings this teaching of the philosophers, and it's also brought down by other Gedalei Yisrael, the Rebbe says, although it's obviously not the primary parish, the Alter Rebbe is saying this is not the way it is, or he's disagreeing with it rather, so it's not the main way of understanding the teaching of Chazal, but there is some kind of place for it, because if it had no place, then the Alter Rebbe wouldn't have brought it at all. And to understand this, we want to look deeper into this whole idea of the man and the woman and giving seed first versus second. And to really know what this is all about, we have to look into the deeper dimension of this, which is something that we find in general with the world. Everything that exists in our world is just a physical manifestation of some kind of spiritual reality that exists on a higher level. So what is the physical manifestation here? It's a man and a woman. What is the higher spiritual reality that that is actually embodying? The man is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Hashem. The woman is Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish nation. And just like down here, we have a relationship between the man and the woman. So too, we, Klal Yisrael, the Jewish nation, we have a relationship with Hashem. And what is the, which one gives seed first, which one gives seed second? The idea of the relationship that we have with Hashem, again, kind of just like with a man and a woman, or really any relationship that we have in this world, is that either person, either side, either party can initiate the relationship, can be the one to start off. And in our relationship with Hashem, sometimes we initiate, sometimes Hashem initiates. When Hashem is the first to make a move, so to speak, to be the initiator in our relationship, we call that an Isarusa Dila'ela, which means an arousal from above or an awakening from above, where Hashem decides on his own to send some kind of revelation or a flow of energy, a flow of godliness to us. And then we have, in our relationship with Hashem, times where we actually initiate the relationship, and we call that an Isarusa Dila'tata, an arousal from below, from down here. And that is when we decide to reach out and to connect to Hashem, not prompted by something Hashem did for us, but on our own. And typically that's when we do mitzvahs, we daven, we learn Torah. That is an Isarusa Dila'tata, where we down here are reaching out, are initiating the relationship between us and Hashem. When the woman, which is Knesset Yisrael, us, when we initiate the relationship, when the woman gives seed first, the resulting child is a male. Meaning that the result of us initiating a relationship with Hashem is that we cause a response. We elicit, our Isarissa de la Tata elicits an Isarissa de la Ela, a corresponding arousal from above, which draws down to a person a revelation, and that results in a very great love of Hashem, which is called Ava Rabba. Ava Rabba means great love. It's a very, very strong love for Hashem, where a person desires nothing else. However, when there is just an Isarissa de la Ela, as opposed to in this case, we're saying there is an Isarissa de la Ela, but it is prompted, it is elicited by an Isarissa de la Tata. But when the man gives seed first and it's just an Isarissa de la Ela, not prompted by an Isarissa de la Tata, no arousal from below starting it off, just an arousal from above, the resulting love of Hashem that is born from that, so to speak, is called a small love. It's a much lower level of Avas Hashem that is resulting. And the reason for that is because when there is an Isarissa de la Ela, an arousal from above, Hashem is just sending us a flow of energy or some kind of revelation without us doing something to elicit it, that is drawing from an external level of godliness. And so the resulting impact down here is smaller. But when there is a Isarissa de la Ela that is prompted by an Isarissa de la Tata, meaning when Hashem sends us this flow of energy in response to something that we did to reach out to Him, that is not drawing from an external level of godliness, that is drawing from an internal level of godliness, what we call a pnimius place. And that leads to a much greater impact, a much greater love for Hashem. Now, this understanding leads us to a question based on the Alter Rebbe's teaching. It seems like from understanding this dynamic between the man and the woman, or again, the spiritual realm between us and Hashem, that the male child, that stronger level of love, is regardless of who starts off the relationship, is coming from the man, coming from Hashem. Because what we're saying is that when there is an Isarissa de la Tata, we do something to reach out to Hashem. What happens? Not that the Ava Rabba, that great love, that male child is born immediately, but rather that elicits, the Isarissa de la Tata elicits an Isarissa de la Ela, the man, so to speak, Hashem gets involved, and that causes the great love to be born, that male child, which seems really to fit the statement of the, or the explanation of the philosophers who are saying that it's not really about the woman. And the Rebbe here points out that we can kind of make a distinction between the teaching of the philosophers and the way we've understood the Alter Rebbe up until now, which is that the philosophers are saying that this male child isn't shayach, has no connection to the woman at all. It's just that it's totally about the placement of the zera, and it's really all about the male's seed. Whereas what we're saying here in our understanding of how this plays out in a spiritual dynamic, that in our Avodas Hashem, it is us, it is the woman, so to speak, that is causing the child to be born, but it's not actually, she's not actually giving birth to it. The actual birth, the direct cause of the birth of this male child, this great love, is still the male response. It's still the Isarissa de la Ela. So the philosophers are saying, not shayach to the woman at all, whereas what the Alter Rebbe is saying is that if you want to understand this in a spiritual light, the woman is the reason for it, but she's not the direct cause. The immediate cause is still the man, meaning Hashem. However, the Alter Rebbe is very careful to say that it's specifically the zera of the woman, the zera isha, the woman's seed that is causing this male child to be born, which is telling us that the woman, or in other words, us, our action, our Isarissa de la Tata has to have a more immediate or a more direct, rather than immediate, a more direct impact on the result, on the male child that is born. So we have to understand this more. And what the Rebbe does is he brings a fascinating discussion of the Aruch Chaim, who is a most known for his commentary on Chumash. The Aruch Chaim says something that seems very, very similar to what the Alter Rebbe is saying here. The Aruch Chaim says the same idea about Isha ki tazriach, the woman gives seed first. And the Aruch Chaim says, what does that mean, the woman gives seed first? That refers to our mitzvahs and the good deeds that we do. And if we do these mitzvahs, these good deeds, then we give birth to a zachar, which is a male child, which is a higher level than a female child. And if the Knesset Yisrael, if the Jewish nation, is going to invest, to plant, so to speak, seeds in this relationship, that will yield a higher result. We're going to reach a higher impact than if we just wait for Hashem to send us down revelations and energy and hamshachas. What will the higher result be? The Alter Rebbe says this is kind of like, this is the difference between the redemption from Mitzrayim, the Geula of Mitzrayim, versus the future redemption when Mashiach comes. What is the difference? The Geula from Mitzrayim, that redemption came about completely through Hashem himself. The Jews were not worthy of it at that time. As the Haggadah, we quote this in the Haggadah, they were described as naked and bare. They had no merit, really, to make them be deserving of it. Hashem swooped in and took them out. And that is the male. The male giving his seed first, Isarosa de la Ela. And that Geula, that redemption, was not a lasting one. We've been enslaved or subjugated, put in Galus, exiled many times since. However, the future redemption, the Geula Asida, will come about through the means of our merits, through the merits of Yisrael. That is the woman giving seed first. That is our mitzvahs, our schus, and therefore that final Geula will be a lasting Geula, meaning it will be a higher result because it comes from our efforts. So, as we said, this seems to match the Alter Rebbe's teaching in Likutei Torah about the result of the man giving seed first versus the result of the woman giving seed first. But there actually is a difference between the way the Alter Rebbe explains it in Likutei Torah and the way the Aruch Chaim explained it, as we just discussed. The difference is that the Aruch Chaim is basically saying the result of the woman giving seed first is the final Geula, which will come about through Yisrael's effort, through Yisrael's merits. And that final Geula, obviously, is the highest level. So the Aruch Chaim is saying that when the woman gives seed first, when there is that Isarosa de la Tata, then you're reaching the highest you can possibly get in the impact of it. However, what the Alter Rebbe is saying is that when the man gives seed first, meaning when there's just an Isarosa de la Ela that is not prompted by an Isarosa de la Tata, you are getting an external level, and that is going to lead to a smaller level of love being awakened or being born, so to speak, in us down here. However, and this is somewhat confusing to understand without kind of having a visual of it, but when we say it's an external level, we're talking about an external level of a particular point in godliness. So in godliness, in Elikus, there are many, many levels, and you can go higher and lower. So when Hashem just starts off with this Isarosa de la Ela, it is his initiative, and he's just giving to us without being prompted by something that we have done. No Isarosa de la Tata involved. Then that actually draws from a higher place within godliness. However, because it's just an Isarosa de la Ela, what are we getting from that higher place? Only the external dimension of it. However, when, or conversely, when there is an Isarosa de la Tata, we reach out to Hashem, and Hashem responds with an Isarosa de la Ela, that Isarosa de la Ela that Hashem is responding to us with actually comes from a lower level in godliness, but because it was prompted by an Isarosa de la Tata, we are getting, from that lower level of godliness, we are getting the inner dimension of it. So it is the inner dimension, which is always better than the outer dimension, but the inner dimension of a lower level versus with the Isarosa de la Ela, the outer dimension of a higher level. Why does the Isserissa de la Ela that is not prompted by an Isserissa de la Tata reach a higher level? Simply because we are limited, finite beings, and when Hashem is just giving to us on his own, he is able to send from a much higher place than where we would reach. And our Isserissa de la Tata, our initiation from below, only reaches a more limited or a lower place in godliness. So although we get from the most internal level of that place where we are reaching, we're still limited by the fact that because we are finite, we're only reaching a lower level. And so the Isserissa de la Ela that comes from there is coming from a lower place. So what we're basically seeing is that we're talking about three different Isserissa de la Elas, three different arousals from above. So the first one is when the man gives seed first, which is that it is an Isserissa de la Ela that happens by itself. Hashem initiates something and sends down a flow. That is level one. Then there is level two, the Isserissa de la Ela that is elicited or prompted by our Isserissa de la Tata. And that's what we've been speaking about when we say that the woman gives seed first. And then there is a higher level, which is what the Aruch Chaim is referencing. And we're going to get to this in the later understanding of the Sicha, but a higher Isserissa de la Ela, which is a level that is beyond what the Isserissa de la Tata can reach. We said that when the woman gives seed first and there's an Isserissa de la Tata and it elicits or calls forth or corresponding Isserissa de la Ela, that is kind of limited by how high can our initiation of this relationship go. So the level three Isserissa de la Ela is not limited to that. It is higher, coming from a higher place than our Isserissa de la Tata can elicit. However, it only happens, this Isserissa de la Ela number three, when the recipient of it are completely prepared, when we have through our service, through our Avodas Hashem, we have completely like reached a level of readiness or perfection where we are able to receive this higher level Isserissa de la Ela. And that is the third level. And these three levels of Isserissa de la Ela actually correspond to three times during the year, which are right about now. They correspond to Pesach, Sfiras HaEmer, and Shavuos. The first one, the first level, the Isserissa de la Ela coming all by itself, that is Pesach. As we said, the redemption from Mitzrayim, the Geula, happened just completely on Hashem's own initiative. He just came in, made it happen. Level number two, the Isserissa de la Ela that is prompted by the Isserissa de la Tata, that corresponds to Sfiras HaEmer, because what we're doing in Sfiras HaEmer is we are step by step refining ourselves, purifying our Nefesh Bahamas, and that is the woman, the giving seed first. In other words, the Avaida of Knesset Yisrael, us working to reach out to Hashem. And that is what the Alter Rebbe is talking about in Likutei Torah. Everything that the teaching of the Alter Rebbe that we've been discussing until now, that is the what he refers to when he explains the woman giving seed first. And level number three, that higher level of Isserissa de la Ela, which is higher than what can be elicited by an Isserissa de la Tata, but is only drawn down, or Hashem only gives it to us when we are worthy of it, so to speak, is corresponds to Shavuos, because Shavuos is the revelation of what we call the 50th gate. The Sfira is 49 days, we count 49 days, and then the 50, which correspond to 49 levels of godliness, and then the 50th level is not something that we can reach on our own. That is a higher level that comes entirely from Hashem, and that is linked to the Geula, to the final redemption of Mashiach. That is what the Aruch Chaim is referencing. So in our understanding now of this teaching of Chazal, that when the woman gives seed first, the child is a male, higher level, and when the man gives seed first, meaning when Hashem starts off, the child is a female, lower level, we have two different points here. We have the woman giving seed first. There's two ways of looking at that. And we have that the child is a male, and there's two ways of looking at that. So regarding the woman, that the woman gives seed first, we want to know, do we mean that the birth comes specifically from the zera of the isha, from the woman's seed? Is it really from her? Or is she just the cause? Is she just the reason for it? And regarding the child that is born, this male child, is that a level that we are able to reach? Is that a level that we are shayach to? Or is it a level that is entirely beyond us? And we've looked at all of those options. We've looked at that the woman is just the reason for it. We've looked at, no, maybe there is something more, although we haven't explained this yet. The rabbi is going to explain it, that she's not just the reason for it, she's the cause. And that is the question that we still haven't answered, that the Alter Rebbe definitely seems to imply that the woman is the actual, she is actually giving birth. It is her zera, it is her actions that are our actions that are causing this, as opposed to just we're the reason. And we've looked at that the resulting child, the male, it could be a level that we are shayach to. In other words, the isarusa de la'ela that is brought out as a result of our avaida, as a result of our isarusa de la'tata, or it can be something that is even higher than a level that we can reach on our own. And that was what we said the Arachayim was referencing, and that is linked to the final geula. The larger understanding of this takes us into understanding, because again, we're still left with that question of what is our part in this? What's the woman's part? Is there a way that it is actually her seed, her actions that are causing this incredible revelation? So in again, the larger picture, the idea of our avaida in this world is to create a dira b'tachtayim, to create a dwelling place for Hashem, specifically in this lowest physical realm. And what that means is that the physical realm, the tachtayim itself, needs to transform to become a dwelling place for Hashem, and not that it should just be overwhelmed by some kind of revelation from above. It would be like the difference between giving a child a speech that you prepare for him to say, a dvar Torah that you prepare for him. He reads it because you gave it to him and he can share it with other people. There isn't really any kind of transformation in the child. He's just been given something from above. As opposed to when the child sits down with his svarim and he studies and he learns something new and he understands it and he's able to then internalize it enough that he can articulate it and share it with others, and it's actually changed the way he thinks. That is a transformation that's happened within him. That is the tachtayim itself. This world actually changing to becoming a dira for Hashem, as opposed to, again, just some kind of revelation coming from above. What Hashem wants is that the dira should be the tachtayim changing to become a dira, and not that he himself comes along and makes it be that. What that means is that any kind of revelation, any kind of gila that is coming down to this world needs to have as its cause or as its impetus, it must be our service, our avaida that is making it happen. Even if it's coming from a level that's too high for us to reach and we can't actually make that happen, somehow it has to be us making it happen, because otherwise that's not the point. The point is not, again, that Hashem should overwhelm this world with a suffusion of godliness and it should just become godly through that means. It's that through our efforts it should become godly. So the highest of revelations or the highest flows of energy that come from Hashem still need to be elicited by our avaida. And that's really a very impactful statement, because the dwelling place that we're creating for Hashem, this Dira B'Tachtayim, is going to be a dwelling place for what we call Atzmos, for Hashem's very essence, for a level that we can't even talk about, because it's we cannot understand Hashem's essence in any way. So where there is the very highest of the high needs to have a dwelling place here in this world, and that is going to need or cause result in incredibly high revelation. that still, although it seems to be beyond our ability to make that happen because it's so beyond us, it needs to come through us, which is the thread that we've been taking through the Sikha, that there are revelations that are very, very high that we cause, and then there are revelations that are even higher than that. And we, if we said, or if the Alter Rebbe said, that the Isarissa de la'ela that we elicit through our Isarissa de la'tata is only up to a certain level, how do we then reach the higher level of Isarissa de la'ela, that level 3? It cannot just come as a, so to speak, a gift from Hashem. It has to be something that is prompted by us, which seems like a contradiction in terms. It's higher than us, but we have to be able to make it come down. And the explanation, or the way to understand this, is really to look at the world. The way to understand this is really to look at the world with the understanding that it is where it currently is versus where it needs to be. So the world is full of klipa and sitra achra. In order to make that be a dira, we can't just reveal the good that is currently in the world. We have to actually cause what's termed a novelty. We have to make it be new, something completely different. The terminology that's used is hischadshus. And where do we get the ability of hischadshus, of making something new? And again, not just revealing the good that is latent in this world, because this world is so full of negativity and so full of things that are anti-holiness. How do we make there be this completely new type of existence? We get the ability to create something new from Hashem because we are one with Hashem. Hashem, we know, is the one who has the ability to create something new. The whole idea of Hashem creating a world, creating anything, something out of nothing, is making something new, something that was not there before. He makes it be here. Except the way that we have that power, that kayach of making something new, of novelty, is not to make something from nothing, not to make yesh me'ayin, but rather to make ayin from the yesh. In other words, the stuff that looks like a yesh, this world that looks so separate from Hashem, to make it revert back to a state of nullification of ayin, where we understand and we actually see that it's just Hashem making it be here, and that none of it is independent or existing on its own. The avaida that we do to draw down atmas, to create the stir of atachtainim, we get this ability, as we said, because we are one with Hashem. We are connected to His essence. So although the Isaris de la Tata is limited to a place that we finite beings can reach, that is on our end. However, when you look at, or if we take the perspective of the kayach, the power of atzmos that we have, that we are one with Hashem, that is revealed in our avaida as well. And when we refine and we elevate this physical world, we are not only drawing down a flow of energy and a source of la'ela that is prompted by our avaida. We're doing that too. That's the limited response. But the avaida itself, that is part of, or because it comes, the ability that we have to transform this world and make it be a dira b'tachtanim, because that comes from the kayach of atzmas, the kayach of Hashem that is inside of us, that is also going to cause there to be this response of a much, much higher isarissa de la'ela, which is going to ultimately be what is going to make this world be a true dwelling place for Hashem. Because the making of this dir b'tachtanim comes from the kayach of atmos that is within us, the kayach, the power, or this connectedness, this oneness that we have with Hashem. But the point is, That is why it will be able to happen. But the ideal or the goal is that the, as we said, the tachtanim themselves transform, and it's not just again that they're suffused with some kind of flow from above, but that they themselves change, like from within. That has to come from the way we are, we exist in this physical world, and that's why the initial hamshacha, the initial flow of energy, starts not from Hashem, but starts specifically from us. That's why, although we are going to rely on Nisrasadil, on that third level of Srasadila, to ultimately make it happen, because we need this transformation to be from below, it starts off with the Isarasadilatata. And when that Avaida is finished, and as we see in the we connected it to Pesach, Sfiras Ha'emer, and Shavuos. What we're doing during Sfiras Ha'emer is refining ourselves, doing that step-by-step elevation and purification of the Nefesh HaBehemis. So when that is entirely done, what happens is that we then are able to receive the that final flow, that final Isarasadil'ela, that higher level that is not limited to where we can reach, but only comes because of what we have done until then. And this actually is really played out in the way we look at Sfiras Ha'emer and Shavuos, in that with Sfiras Ha'emer, the pasuk actually tells us that when you count Tisbru Chamishim Yom, you're going to count 50 days. And we don't actually count 50 days, we count 49 days. Why do we count 49 days? Because, as we said, those 49 days correspond to the 49 levels of godliness, of wisdom, the Mem Tesharei Bina. The 50th level is beyond us. We can't count to it. So on the 50th day, which is Shavuos, and we don't count on that day, Hashem comes along and He makes that happen. He gives us the Torah. He makes that final level come into place. However, although Hashem is doing it, it only happens because we counted the 49 days up until the 50th day. And with this understanding, we can go back to, we said there are two ways of looking at this idea that when the woman gives seed first, the resulting child is a male. We said, is the woman just the reason, or is she actually the one? Is it her zera that is giving birth to the male? And we said, this male, that's this child that's being born, is it a high level that we are shayach to, that is within the limits, so to speak, of what we created finite beings can reach, or is it something that is beyond that? So it actually, these two different views or perspectives go hand in hand, and based on everything that we have explained until now, when the woman is the reason, so to speak, not, in other words, it's not her seed that is actually giving birth to the child, she is just the reason for it. Or spiritually speaking, when our Avaida is kind of a separate thing from the Isarasadil'ela that will result from it, meaning during the time of Sfiras Ha'emer, where we're still in this stage where we're working on ourselves, we're doing the Isarasadil'ela, we are trying to refine and work upwards, there's that, and then there is a responding flow of energy from Hashem, or corresponding Isarasadil'ela, but they're two separate things, so to speak. One leads to the other. So we are the reason for the Isarasadil'ela. What does that give birth to? That gives birth to a male, and that is the male child, where it's a level that we are able to reach. It's something that we are still shayach to. However, after that time of Sfiras Ha'emer, when our Avaida is finished and we've reached that state of perfection where now we can get to level 3 of Isarasadil'ela, where that can come down, so it is no longer just that the woman is the cause, or that the woman is the reason for it, but it's actually her zera, because it's her actions, because that is where it becomes revealed or manifest that our transformation of this world is coming from the ability for the transformation of this world is coming from our oneness with Hashem. Then that the corresponding male child that is born is a level that is really far beyond us. So on the one hand, we are the direct cause of it. It's the zera of the woman, our actions that make it happen, but it is a level that is completely, completely removed and beyond us, but it comes through our efforts. That is, again, after the Avaida of Siras Aymer, that is the results that happens on Shavuos, where it is as if we have, like we said, although we don't actually count the 50th day, it is as if we have counted the 50th day, as if we've drawn that down and made it happen, because it came through everything we did in the 49 days. And that results in this complete higher third level of Esrisa de la'ila, where it is not limited to any of the limitations that we have. And it comes about because we are completely one with Hashem.